She shook her head.
Oh, dear, you missed that one.
I glanced around and saw Big Timothy coiled in the middle of my escape route. Well, what's the correct answer? She clapped her wings together.
The correct answer is that you'll stay and we'll play riddles for days and days and weeks and years and ever until you solve one. And then I shall have to let you go.
Now hold on, I got a job.
Rubbish.
I've got responsibilities.
Rubbish.
I need to get back.
Rubbish.
And I'm gonna leave one way or the...
Timothy!
Big Tim started buzzing. On second thought, let's play riddles.
Oh, good. Here's one. If wishes were horses, beggars would be what?
Cowboys?
No.
Saddles?
No.
I really do need to get back, Madam Moonshine. She laid down and propped her head up on her wing.
But you can't, Hank. I'm a witch and I can't stand for things to be simple. There must be a non-reason for everything. I can't just let you leave without a non-reason. No, you'll have to answer a riddle before I can let you go.
I studied Big Tim again. He flicked out his tongue. Okay, let's hit the riddles.
Here's a good one. How much wood could a woodpecker chuck if a pecker was a checkerboard square?
I asked her to repeat it.
How much wood could a woodpecker chuck if a pecker was a checkerboard square?
How much wood could a checkerboard peck if... Can you give me a hint?
Just one hint. The answer's not what you think it is.
That's a big help. Well, give me a minute. I'll have to do some figuring. I had to use some algebra on this one. I mean, when you go to multiplying woodpeckers times peckerwoods and adding in all the chucks and chips and checkerboards, you got to have some pretty stout mathematics. Plain old numbers won't work. I figured and I figured. I wrote all my formulas in the dust, scratched out one or two and added a number here and there and a formula here and there and finally came up with the answer.